This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This whole return to office thing might actually be happening. Amazon and TikTok, a bunch of big Wall Street banks, some newspapers, even, hello irony, Zoom, have been taking a harder line on requiring people be in the office at least some of the time. And it does look like it's working. Average office occupancy rates in the 10 biggest cities in this economy has jumped back above 50% this month. That's according to a company called Castle Systems, which tracks key card swipes. But after more than 3 years of being remote, swiping those key cards might be the easiest part of this, because being in person can be an adjustment. And therein lies a business opportunity, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Office culture can be pretty weird. There are the clashing personalities, the often unwritten rules about how to dress, which lunch foods are too aromatic, or how much of your personal life to share.
I recommend that people not be the conversational Debbie Downer.
Thomas Farley is an etiquette coach, also known as Mr. Manners, and he's in high demand these days. He gives speeches and workshops around the country at employers from J.P. Morgan and Disney to the U.S. Army. Today, he's giving me a little refresher course on the art of office conversation.
Most people, when I ask them, what are your go-tos with small talk? It's the weather. It's sometimes, and I don't recommend it, it's politics. It's sports, which can be a winner or not.
Instead, Farley recommends preparing some work-appropriate conversation starters that are quirky or uplifting.
Why don't you check out the National Day calendar?
Okay, we got, oh, National Cheese Toast Day.
There you go. All right, that's a good one.
He also has exercises to work on eye contact by breaking the group into pairs.
And I give them 2 minutes to maintain eye contact with the person standing opposite them, which they must do without saying a word.
Fortunately, since I'm remote, I'm exempt from this one, 'cause awkward.
It pushes people out of their comfort zone because it's something that we just simply don't do.
Especially when your comfort zone and workplace has been your own home, where you can wear sweatpants alone and microwave all the leftover curry you want. A lot of workers have never known anything else.
Think about all the college kids who started college remote, and then they got their first job remote. Well, how are they supposed to understand work life?
Stacey Haller is chief career advisor at Resume Builder, which recently surveyed about 1,500 business leaders and found about half of companies are now providing office etiquette training, and more are planning to require it next year. Haller says big business consultancies like Deloitte and KPMG are doing it for their employees, and the top priority is teaching conversation skills.
Number two was dressing professionally. And number three was writing professional emails. You know, it's like getting everybody on the same page.
Now, the 2 minute eye contact challenge, or having to click through yet another stock footage filled training video, may not sound like a good time, but getting everyone on the same page could be clarifying at a time when workplace norms are kind of all over the place.
That would actually really be helpful because I don't know.
Montoya Thomas is a recent college grad in Houston who's currently interviewing for in-person jobs in cybersecurity. She knows she should dress to impress, but she doesn't want to overdo it because it is kind of the tech industry.
I did like business casual, so I don't know if that would be okay in the office or would I have to like fully dress up.
Thomas grew up in the foster system. She's worked in restaurants and bars, but never in office. And she completed college and technical training almost entirely online.
And then you go outside, like, whoa, like, what do I say? And did I say the right thing? And now you're overthinking, like, the conversation and everything.
Thomas says getting explicit answers from an employer would be a big relief, even if it is kind of awkward. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.